soldiers who staged an uprising in Guinea's capital on Sunday said on state television they've dissolved the West African nation's government and constitution and closed all land and air borders. However, Guinea's defense ministry said an attack on the presidential palace had been repelled. Fighting broke out near the palace on Sunday morning, with several sources saying an elite National Army unit led by a former French legionnaire was behind the unrest. Unverified videos on social media on Sunday afternoon showed President Alpha Condé in a room surrounded by Army Special Forces. Condé's whereabouts were not immediately clear. He won a third term in October after changing the constitution to allow him to stand for president again. Despite violent protests from the opposition, this has raised concern of further political upheavals in a region that has seen coups in Mali and Chad in recent months. Brazil's World Cup qualifying match against Argentina was suspended shortly after it began on Sunday after a group of Brazilian public health officials interrupted the game to demand that four of Argentina's players be placed in quarantine after breaching COVID-19 protocols. The health officials actually came out onto the pitch, throwing the game into chaos. The four Premier League players were accused of failing to disclose they had spent time in the United Kingdom in the 14 days prior to their arrival. A government order dating from June 23rd prohibits the entry into Brazilian territory of any foreign person from the United Kingdom, India, or South Africa to prevent the spread of variants of the coronavirus. And indigenous groups urged world leaders on Sunday to back a new target to protect 80% of the Amazon basin by 2025, saying bold action is needed to stop deforestation, pushing the Earth's largest rainforest beyond a point of no return. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.